Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Hey, welcome to Business on the Edge, Money 2.0. We're live. We're off the top today on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by your small business title, Solver, helping you reach your small business dreams and career goals. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, Silicon Valley Business Coach and Jay Radio Host, and our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. And you can get out there and get your product, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, whatever you like in this group page on Facebook. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessfromtheedge.biz. We are live at Unitech College. We did this last year. I'm so excited that we're getting to do it again this year. We are live and we are hot. And so we are at the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair. That is in Silicon Valley. We are in the hub. We're in the middle, in the hot spot of Silicon Valley. Fremont is on the edge. I'm telling you, Fremont is growing, expanding. Silicon Valley, actually, Sunny Valley, California. So we are here at the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair. Now, this is put on by Unitech College and also the Fremont Chamber of Commerce. And so this is the second annual Fremont Community Health and Wellness Resource Fair. It brings healthcare professionals, organizations, and government agencies together for the benefit of the local community and, of course, your health. So we want you to feel good and have an exciting time. If you're here in the Bay Area and you're not far, come on over and say hello. You can meet me. I am live. I am in the Rotunda. So come out and explore a wide variety of health assessments and education services and receive a free health screening. Now, all of the noise that you're hearing in the background, because we are live here. We're going to have some callers call in just a little bit and talk a little bit about what their experiences are here, what their experiences are here, and talk to some of the vendors, and hopefully we can have an enjoyable show that you will find beneficial. Right now, I'm watching. It looks like they're doing some martial arts outside or something like that. They're doing a martial arts demonstration. If you are a martial artist, come on out and check this out. So Unitech College for Community Outreach Education, Fremont Chamber of Commerce, 50-plus exhibitors, massage therapy. We have diet and exercise information. They have blood pressure and fitness testing. They have, like, Sam's lab, where, you know, the mannequins are actually, they breathe in and out. They have babies that breathe in and out. If you are interested in the healthcare industry, or you want to become a CNA, or you want to connect in some sort of way with your educational efforts with regards to healthcare, Unitech College is a great place to be. Again, connect with us. We are in Silicon Valley, Bay Area. Oral cancer screening here today, vision screening, glucose testing, and more. You know, in fact, I went around to some of the booths. It was just crazy, just wild, crazy. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, I hear people say, hey, you got great white teeth. And I go through the booth and like, hey, do you want us to white your teeth? These are some of the vendors out here. It's hilarious. I'm like, are you telling me that I need my teeth white? So anyway, there's a lot of events. There's a lot of booths out here. There's food. We've got Foodie Trust, we've got Veterans Association, you've got New York Life, you've got so much going on out here. And so I'm going to get my intern to connect with some of the folks out here. I want you to give them, if you want to call into this show right now, we're live, 347-884-9043, dial in at 347-884-9043. And so if you can take the phone number around and get some of our vendors to call in, that would be fantastic. They can dial in on their cell phone number. That's 347. I'm going to write this down for you. Keep this down. You can take this down. 347-884-9047. 347. If I can get Kinder Family Resources, if you can call in, that would be fantastic. It is hot in here today. off the cuff is crazy because we don't know what we're going to say. 347, that number again is 347-884-9043. Dial in at 347. If you have health care questions, don't call and ask me. I'll give you an answer, but it's probably not it. I'm probably not going to give you the best answer. But we have Fremont Hospital here. We can get your answers. We can get your questions out there. We're having a good time out here. And we're going to get KFR to call in and tell us what their experience is out here at the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair, hosted by yours truly, Unitech College, UNITEK College. And I'm telling you, it is a lot of energy out here. So a little bit more about, it looks like we got a call coming in. I tell you, your health is so important. Your health is so important. We want to make sure that you get the resources that you need. Now, I'm a business radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW Radio, Talk Radio here in Silicon Valley. If you want to connect us loud in here, if you want to connect with AM 1220 KDOW Radio, you can connect with me at www.kdow.biz. And I'm going to get my caller on the air in just a moment. Can you hear me okay out there? You can hear me? Great, great, great. So if you want to connect with our radio show, you can do that every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I am live, and we are off the chain, we're not off the cuff, but we are live, and we are on the edge. And so this week on our Business on the Edge show, just so you know, is going to be Ernst & Young. If you are an entrepreneur out there, they have their major award, Entrepreneur of the Year coming up. That deadline is March 6th, so you want to get that in if you are a candidate for the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year. And so let's get our caller on the air and talk a little bit about... Hi, this is on the air with Margaret Jackson on our Off the Cuff Live radio show today with Unitech College Health and Wellness Fair. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We've got Kingdom Family Resources on air with us right now. So tell us, what do you think about the Unitech College Fair right now? It is like crazy out here right now.
It is amazing. I love to hear, first of all, see the energy, but I see how invested you are. Spirit, soul, and body.
Exactly. You can get physical. You can get mental. You can get spiritual. You can get it all. So some of the booths you mentioned, Ron, to some of the booths, I see that they're doing a martial arts exhibit out there, demonstration. What else do you think?
There's a booth right across from us here, hotel. That's about coordination with Children and Family Services, because a lot of times staff need help with, let's say, managing a kid who's acting out with behavior and he's dealing with diabetes or something. And typically, people are going to do with what they observe, which is negative behavior. But a lot of times, and their medical needs aren't addressed first. And sometimes I think when you're dealing with healthcare, you've got to make sure that you're dealing not just with what you see, but rule out some things to make sure that what's not seen is also taken into account. I see that over and over again in dealing with kids with behaviors, which is what we do with kids families that have behavioral, emotional issues, and then a lot of times the families are suffering because they're not dealing with the health issues.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely correct. Like, we have Fremont Hospital here, and they actually, this branch that's here, this department that's here, is dealing with mental health. In fact, we saw another table that's dealing with some of the things that when you're saying people are not dealing with things, they're not dealing with anxiety, they're not dealing with the stresses.
Right.
They're not dealing with
right.
the real things. In fact, I saw a brochure on the table specifically for men dealing with depression, because men don't talk.
That's right. And oftentimes, physically, they're just not physically taking care of themselves. And both go hand in hand. I think that's the key that's important, is that they really go hand in hand. And sometimes you want to deal with what's underneath and not with what's underneath. what else is going on. So, yeah, this is really good today.
I think it's great. You're just cutting out just a little bit, but I think it's absolutely great. I'm going to try to see if I can get, you know, other folks to call in and dial in and talk about what's going on. Please stay on the line with us, you know, kind of give us a survey of the land a little bit. They have 50 exhibitors out here today. So if you are in the Silicon Valley Bay Area, come on out, come down. There's still time. You know, they're going to be here for an hour and 15 minutes or so, so it's worth coming out. And if you want to dial in, call in and ask about what's going on out here, you know, call in at 347-884-0043. That's 347-884-0043. So we're going to see if we can get some of these other vendors on the phone out here. But they're dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. Young people cutting themselves, you know, why are they doing that? What's wrong with that? Talk about and the violence that's happening on our streets. So there's so much going on out here. I see someone's trying to dial the line for all the crew noises, but it's off the cuff. That's the way it is. It's off the cuff. Get one-on-one. Make sure that they dial in at 347-884-9043. 347-884-9043. Do we have Maram on the phone, New York Live? How are you, Maram?
Good, wonderful. How are you doing, Margaret?
Doing fantastic. What do you think about the event today that's out here?
You know, it's wonderful. You know, being based in Fremont and seeing all these people out from the Silicon Valley area and these health providers giving free blood screenings and advising us on our health. I mean, it's really, really important, and it's just great to see the community out in such full force.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a little loud out here, but, you know, and it ended up being great weather. It was so cold yesterday. So now Ron, tell us a little bit. I know that this is off the cuff, and I know that there's compliance issues, but talk to us a little bit about why you're out here today.
Well, you know, as a financial services provider and a resident of the city of Fremont, I do a lot of work with medical communities and planning for the work sites as well, you know, from everything from guaranteed issue benefits for work sites to personal planning for physicians and other professionals in the area. So it's always wonderful to see, you know, our healthcare providers that are being trained by UNITECH. And to just mingle, the weather is beautiful, a great opportunity to connect with the busy people here in the Silicon Valley, all coming out to give their support. So it was an event, quite frankly, I wasn't going to miss, because it's just great to actually be out and enjoy, you know, some drinks and food with the community and also be advised as to our health. And, you know, we all need to work together. It's all about taking care of each other. And even though my business is focused on more strategic planning and, you know, life insurance and retirement, you know, this is the front line, taking care of your health first and foremost to help you get that, you know, the best options for retirement. It's kind of part of the strategy as well.
Right. So you're having an opportunity to meet different people. You're one of the VIPs out here as well, so we're excited about that. Maram Alawat is one of the VIPs out here, also representing New York Life. But if you want an opportunity to connect with her and get more information, she is definitely one to connect with. I would not let that opportunity pass by. Can you give us your contact information, Maram, so that way they can contact you specifically?
Absolutely. The number to reach me at is my cell number. I carry that 24/7, and that is 916-847-6481. Again, that's 916-847-6481. If I can just quickly add, Margaret, you know, the mayor was here earlier this morning. Our council members were here. Our hospital is here from Fremont. So it's really an exciting place to be right now.
It is really an exciting place to be in. And I did have an opportunity to chat with Mayor Bill Harrison of Fremont, California. And he is just an awesome, awesome mayor. And they are really taking advantage of this economic upswing here in Fremont. So I'm excited about what's going on here. And also, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But Maram, stay online with me for just a second. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to chat it up just a little bit more.
Okay, thank you.
business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW. Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KDOW Money 2.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
We are back, and we are at Unitech Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair. We are so excited about being here. We do have another caller on the line, and I'm going to bring them in and talk about what's going on for them. Let's see if we can get a vendor on the line. Hi, this is Margaret Jackson. You're on the air with Margaret Jackson off the cuff with at the Unitech College Health and Wellness Fair. Who am I speaking with?
Hello? Margaret?
Hello. Yes. Hello. You're on the air with Margaret Jackson.
Hi, this is Dr. Prasad. Yeah. Hi, this is Dr. Prasad from Bay Area Foot Care.
Yes, we had a conversation earlier today about my feet and what I'm doing wrong. What are women doing wrong with their feet? Let's talk about that for a second, and then we're going to dive back to the health group.
So, you know, two things. There are so many ailments of the feet, and one thing is, you know, wearing the right shoes with the right insert, depending on the foot type. So, as we discussed earlier, shoe is very, very important. And what we, you know, we are on our feet all day and making sure we are able to provide the right support. But it is, you know, if you're having foot issues, you should be getting it checked out first. See, you know, what kind of shoes you should be wearing. And the support is what we call orthotic that we need. Go ahead.
Go ahead, doctor. Go ahead. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
No. So I was saying, you know, there's so many issues that goes with feet. At our office, we see children, we see diabetics with different issues. Everybody has different problems. I was talking to a senior couple, and they were not aware that actually Medicare takes care of, you know, patients that have, you know, vascular issues going on, or they're on blood thinners and stuff like that. You know, they should not be trimming their toenails. Simple things, taking care of the calluses, trimming their toenails, because, you know, they can get in trouble, and too often we're, you know, in the operating room operating on patients that simple things like clipping toenails can cause big issue. And
really?
as a diabetic, they should be coming to see a podiatrist, you know, every 6 months. If, you know, if any sooner, and if they have issues, then every 2 months. That's fact, yeah.
So we're taking a lot for granted. We're taking a lot for granted with regards to our feet. And I'm gonna ask you another question in just a minute. But what do you think about Unitech Health and Wellness Fair? How are you enjoying that? We got a lot of people coming to your table. What do you think about it? Give us your feedback.
It is actually a very, very wonderful place. I have done many health fairs, and I think this is a very well attended one. And also the, you know, the different vendors and the, you know, intelligent questions patients ask and stuff like that, or people that are walking by and stuff like that. So it is actually a very, very good experience. And we have a lot of people that, you know, very appropriately are asking questions regarding everything. So it's a good place to be today.
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful day for it as well. How can anyone that's listening to this show, how can they get a hold of you if they want to talk more about their feet? And for us as women, you know, we like sexy shoes. So, you know, we
yes,
want to stay sexy as well.
So we have a website, www.bayareafootcare.com. And then you can call the following number, 510-581-1484. We have 4 locations right now, and most of the offices actually have same-day appointments available. And we actually have 5 podiatrists in the group right now, so we can get you in. You know, any questions, just tell them you listened to, you know, you heard us at Unitech and want to be speaking, we'll get you in.
All right, you heard that. You heard it here at Unitech College, and they will get you in, www.bayareafootcare.com, and that's 510-581-1484. Thank you, doctor, for calling in. I'm going to go to another caller. We are at the Unitech Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair, and it is off the cuff on Business on the Edge today. Our On the Edge Women in Business, you know, get connected with us, call in, connect. Share your thoughts. If you have any information with regards to health and wellness, we'd like to hear from you. And we're going to go to another caller right now. And we're trying to get to that other caller. Give us just a second here. Hi, you're on the air with Margaret Jackson at the Unitech and Health Fair.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you're on the air?
She picks up a different line. Oh, is it you?
Yes, we're on the air. We're all backwards.
I'm so sorry. I'm out here meeting with wonderful people. I've got Commissioner Risby here with me from the Alameda County Veterans Affairs Commission, and I was going to hand it over to him. I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well because there's a lot of people out here. But here we go.
A lot of people. Commissioner Risby.
Hello. Yes. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm great. This is Commissioner Bakar Risby for the Veteran Affairs, right?
Yes, from Alameda County Veterans Affairs Commission. And it's a pleasure to be here. I'm grateful that Joe Allen invited me. It's a great show. And I think all the veterans in the community should participate in this.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're here representing the Veterans Association. Unitech College actually has a program for financial aid for veterans. So this is a great place.
Yes.
Healthcare is actually one of the number one industries to be in at this time. In 2015, healthcare is one of the best industries to get into. So they do have a program for your veterans now.
Yeah, I think on Monday we meet again in the San Leandro Library from 10 to 12, and I will inform them about these wonderful educational opportunities and services here. And anybody who's interested in it, we meet every third Monday from 10 to 12 in the San Leandro Library. So, yeah.
That's every third Monday. So if you...
Every third Monday from 10 to 12 in San Leandro Library. And the public is invited, and they have 3 minutes to speak, and they can participate in the program and get connected and do some outreach for the veterans. And thank you for your great work. You're doing great work.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to get the word out, and I think I'm so surprised. I don't know, Bakar, Commissioner Bakar. Unitech College is a It's a private school, a kind of college, and we see private colleges have really taken some hits in the last year. But they're doing such a great work here at Unitech College. I'm just surprised we're not seeing this sort of thing at, you know, maybe the Johns Hopkins universities, the Stanford universities that actually have these schools of medicine programs.
Yeah, I think they should do a little bit more outreach, particularly with the veterans population. I see a lot of big brochures and marketing towns outside, but they're not really touching base in the right places. And they have a lot of good programs, and the veterans should take advantage of that. They have educational benefits. So I'm going to go home. I've been here 2-3 hours, and you're doing great work. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you for calling in. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and we will be back in just a moment.
Business Thank coach Margaret Jackson and host of KBOW 22.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0. Right here on AM 1220, KDOW.
We are back. We are at the Unitech College Health and Wellness Fair in Silicon Valley. And let's just get a little bit more information out there to you. I am the radio show host for AM 1220, KDOW Radio, Silicon Valley, Money 2.0 show host. Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. if you want to connect with us this week on our show. We have Ernst and Young on, and they're going to be talking about their Entrepreneur of the Year. And if you are a candidate for Entrepreneur of the Year, make sure you get your nomination in by March 6th. And so you can connect with them at www.ey.com. That's www.ey.com. Also, we have resources. Business on the Edge is a resource hub for small businesses. I'm a radio show host, but I'm also the business owner of Business on the Edge. And so if you want to get to our website and connect with our resources at www.businessontheedge.biz, you can connect there. And we have some exciting things going on. And you do not have to be in the Bay Area for this. We have a smart small business KPI program, smart goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, relevant, timely goals. And you can connect with our program, our KPI program, which is Key Performance Indicators, and we help small businesses stay on track. We help you build a foundation that you need to keep your business in business. You know, those 3 years, 5 years, 7 years comes, you're really startup mode. If you are starting out and it's just the money in your pocket, you've got that grunt capital, that hurting capital, then you want to connect with us, and we will help you get that business plan done in 60 to 90 days. We will help put you on a program that we will work with you. It doesn't have to be a scary process. We will help you work through your plan in 60 to 90 days that you have a plan in hand. Let me just tell you this. My first business plan years ago, I got that plan done, and we happened to be in business for 7 years when I did my first business plan for my first business. And let me tell you, within 30 days after finishing that plan, I had $250,000 given to me through the financial institution. So if you need resources and you want someone to take your business in a realistic direction and you need that support, then your business plan is definitely something that you want to do. So you can connect with our resources at www.businessontheedge.biz. We're going to get back to the office up at Unitech College at their Health and Wellness Fair. We have another caller calling in, and we're gonna. It looks like we've got the Washington Township Medical Foundation calling in, and we're gonna talk to them a little bit right now. How are you, Washington Township?
I'm awesome. Thank you.
And what's your name?
My name is Kelly Klug, K-L-U-G.
Kelly Lou. So, Kelly, what do you think about the Unitech Health and Wellness Fair? This is their annual fair. This is their second year doing this, and I think it's fantastic. We were here last year. We did an off-the-cuff show like we're doing it right now. And just let me just tell you, we've already had over 45,000 downloads on any of our shows that we're doing. We've got about 29,000, 23,000 or so, somewhere in between there, in terms of people connected with us all over the world. So you're live now. What do you think about this, man? No pressure.
So I am just so impressed with this. I have an opportunity to work with Washington Township Medical Foundation, and we're asked to be able to employ these college students when they graduate. So I'm pretty excited about this. It's been amazing. I've been super excited. And I can really tell you that I can feel like it's making a difference today. All these young kids that are coming out of college and be able to give them opportunities to work.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know, you know, just for our listeners out there, I know that sometimes the audio cuts out a little bit. You know, we've got people calling in on cell phones, so bear with us. It is really fun out here. We're having a great time. Hey, did you see the rock climbing wall? Is that around here somewhere? Who's climbing the wall? I'm not going to climb the wall. I'm in Torian's Hill. Physical fitness is important to health and wellness. I'm sorry, say that again. You're cutting out a little bit.
Okay, so I really appreciated your time today. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for dialing in. And again, that was Washington Township. And let me tell you, connect with Unitech College. They are awesome. They're fantastic. If you are in the Bay Area and if you're near here, come and join us. If you want to call in and just talk a little bit about your own health situation, or if you have a value add to health, wellness, physical fitness, probably the candy that I have on my table is not the best food, and my intern's eating. What is my intern eating? That is not health and wellness.
Wow.
We're not someone else. He had a good question. I got a 19-year-old intern, and I'm like, why is he eating this food? He's like, why are they here? Very good question.
Well, and then he can go next to you and have sugar time. He can go have his sugar levels. All right.
Thank you, Washington.
Take care. Medical Foundation.
Yes.
Thank you.
Washington. Let's get that right. Washington Township Medical Foundation. There we go. Thank you for calling in. We've got about 27 minutes before we are off air, and we are connecting with the various organizations that are out here. Let me just tell you some of the vendors that are out here that you might want to connect with in your own neck of the woods and just think about what's going on with your health. Want to make sure that you're doing things right. I certainly know that I need to get them all together. And yes, someone's at my table. Have candy. You can have candy. That is fantastic. So we have, of course, Unitech College. We have Tri-City Health Center. We have Kaiser Permanente here. Of course, we have Kaiser Permanente all over the country. We've got Washington Mutual. We've got the Unitech College Sims Demo. I connect with the Unitech College Sims Demo. Let me just tell you, when you have, you know, these mannequins that can breathe in and out, they have this realistic component to it. They have babies that cry. You know, they ask me, did I want to, you know, put on the stethoscope and listen to the baby's heartbeat and all of that. And if you've ever listened to my show, you know that I always talk about that is one industry that you won't see me in. It's the medical industry. I thank God for the doctors, for the nurses, for those that take care of us and have the heart and compassion to be in this type of field. I'm not that person. Sorry, guys. So I did not listen to the stethoscope. You know, so it was a little weird for me. But it's fantastic that we have technology that can absolutely, that students are learning in the classroom so they can come better prepared into the healthcare workplace. So that is absolutely fantastic. You are listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW radio show host. All right, thank you, KFR. Kingdom Family Resources, and you can connect with Kingdom Family Resources at, let me bring you back on really quick. Let's get their contact information there. I'm leaving.
KFR, Kingdom Family Resources, 408-800-7821. Website is www.kingdomfamilyresources.com. My email, ejskingdomlife2012@yahoo.com. Thanks, Margaret.
Okay, so just kingdomfamilyresources.com. And that is the founder, the president, Elizabeth Stewart, and she is a brand new Blog Talk Radio show. So connect with her. She is totally fantastic. She is helping families connect and get back together. If you have a lost family, or you cannot find someone, this is who you want to connect with. You want to connect with Elizabeth Stewart at Kingdom Family Resources, and that's kingdomfamilyresources.com. Connect, connect, connect. Get your loved ones. Connect back together. All right, so we are on air here off the cuff with Margaret Jackson live at Unitech College Health and Wellness Fair. It is exciting. We have about 25 minutes before we are off air, and we are doing this. This is just crazy. You know, we have just a great time at these fairs. You know, there's so many vendors out here. We have SAVE out here. We have the Tri-City Health Center, Relay for Life. We have Bay Area Foot Care. We talked to the doctor, Bay Area Foot Care, for those ladies. You know, we like our hair, we like looking fantastic. But she gave some great information with regards to what type of shoes we should wear, and that we can look great and feel sexy and have wonderful shoes and keep our feet healthy and wonderful as well. We have Sunrise Chiropractic, 24-hour fitness is out here. We have Life Elder Care. We have Harriet Sands, a massage therapist. We've got it all on here, Vitamin World. We have Foodie Talk. We've got tacos, burritos, burgers at the house there. Is that? I have to laugh at that because we don't have the best food out here in terms of health-wise, but it is fantastic to bring the community out and start talking and thinking about and looking at your health and having the best type of health experience that you possibly can. So get connected. If you are not in Silicon Valley, get connected in your area. Find out if your colleges and universities do this type of event. You know, they're doing screenings out here. If you are in the area, come out and participate in the screenings. Actually, sometimes churches will do a health fair. So if you ever see like a health fair going on in your community, your civic leaders are having a health and wellness fair. They're very good about putting on health fairs as well in your community. Go out and get screened. If you cannot afford it and you can't get the support that you need, go out to these health fairs. Because right now they're doing a Zumba class, which is fantastic. Very, very cool. Very, you know, Zumba's kind of a sexy thing going on. But go out and get screened. Get vision screenings. You know, here they're having the cancer screening here today. Glucose testing. You know, get the support that you need. We want you to be healthy, and we need to make sure that you're getting the resources that you need to in the areas that you are in. So wherever you're listening, check with your civic leaders. Check with your community leaders. Check with your church groups. Connect with your universities and colleges that have health care and nursing programs, and get some support that you need. Absolutely. So anyway, we are going to go to a commercial break. I am having a ball off the cuff here at Unitech College. This is Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, radio show host in Money 2.0. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about health and
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KDOW Money 2.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge.
And listen to Business on the Edge with your host, Margaret Jackson, each and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Part of Money 2.0, right here on AM 1220 KDOW.
We are back and we are off the cuff. We are live at Unitech College's Health and Wellness Fair. They've got a Zumba class going on right now. I'm looking at it and they are working off the calories. They are working off the slug. They are looking fantastic out there. I'm excited to be here today. This is the Fremont Community Health and Wellness Fair at Unitech College. This is their second annual fair. It is fantastic. Joellen Sutterfield has spearheaded this health and wellness fair. She is fantastic. She is responsible. She is the director of the partnership, community partnerships, and she has just done a fantastic job. We have talked to the mayor today. We have talked to some of the dignitaries. We have talked to VIPs. It is so fantastic. And we're going to go to my intern. I have a brand new intern at Unitech College. You know, we love to here at KDOW, Business on the Edge, radio, we have a new intern, Tam Pham, who is fantastic, 19 years old, off the cuff, wanted to do some exciting things with regards to connecting to his peer group, and so we're excited to have him, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on out there, because I am inside. So, Tam, how are you?
I'm good, Margaret. Thanks for having me on the air. As we're speaking, I'm getting to Zumba with all these girls. I'm the only one. I'm the only guy in the dance floor, but everyone else is missing out. You know what I'm talking about?
That's awesome. So we've got Sam, our intern, who is absolutely fantastic, out there doing Zumba with the ladies. She's the only guy out there doing Zumba. What's that all about, Sam?
I don't know. It's all women, all pink clothing, and I'm the only guy that's man enough to go out there and just get out of my comfort zone and do it. And we're having a blast all around here. Everyone's watching. We're still dancing right now. I'm dancing as we speak. Everyone's videotaping, taking pictures, but they don't want to join in. It's their loss, right?
It's their loss. They're working out the sludge, and you're working off your lunch because you've got this great lunch. It's still sitting on my desk with French fries. What did you get? Because I think I want some of what you got, and it is definitely not wellness eating.
I was hoping, Margaret, I was hoping to have a salad somewhere, but all I saw was three different food trucks with burgers, rice plates, burritos, tacos, and I just couldn't help myself. But I'll burn it off later.
You just did that. Well, so what do you think about this event? You know, you've gone around, you've talked a little bit to some of the vendors. What do you think about it?
It's very interesting. I love how this event brings together many different people from different fields. And, for example, I met someone from Kung Fu. I met the Fremont Police Department. And I met mental health professionals. And it just brings everyone together. And I love how we're all in this for the same cause, for the same mission, to be healthy, stay fit, and to live a better life, which is
and
great.
And live a better life. Yes. Now, Tam, did you know... and I think you listened in on one of my shows a couple of weeks back on AM 1220 KDOW, and the Unitech College COO was mentioning that your age group, I'm just on the cusp of the baby boomers slash generation X, but you're a millennial. And so what he's saying is that the millennials, health-wise, will many of them will die before their parents because of lack of health and wellness, because we don't see our kids doing what we used to do when we were growing up. We were outside playing, and so we have the video games that are keeping kids indoors. What do you think about that for the millennials in your generation?
Well, I actually disagree. I think that, although I don't know the facts, I really think that our world is becoming more health conscious, especially over the last couple of years. And although we're still doing video games, we're still playing games, we're still, you know, making apps or whatever we're doing, I still think health is just an overall arching theme that everyone wants to be. No one wants to be obese. No one wants to have diabetes. Everyone wants to say, have a healthier life. It's just we need people like these people. Go ahead.
Right, I agree with that. No one wants to be sick. No one wants to be sick. And so when I'm talking about this fact, that's a statistical fact that your generation, because in terms of health-wise, even though we are health conscious, I absolutely agree with you. How do we get your generation moving, though?
Well, first we have to identify what do millennials want, what do teens want. And once we find out what they want, then we can integrate fitness or health in some kind of aspect. So I'm no health expert, but for example, this Zumba class right now is an awesome way to get people involved, especially if you're not doing anything. I don't really have an answer to you, Margaret. I just think that we all do need to get healthier. Yes.
So go ahead, because you're 19 years old, so you're telling us, let's find out what millennials want. So what do you want?
What millennials want? Well, most millennials, and I'm speaking to all of them, we want to feel important. We want to have a good career. We want to look good in front of our friends.
Okay, that's great. But how do we tie that into your health and wellness and physical fitness? How do we get you guys from the technology moves? Should there be some sort of technology that maybe you can use that takes you on a walk? That maybe on your job, you know, so now we have, you know, we're seeing in the workplace that there's these walking treadmills, so, you know, you can work while you're on your computer. So there's this new integration, because we weren't designed to be sedentary. You know, we were designed to move and to you know, keep our bodies going. And now so many things that we're doing is causing us to get away from that. So, and for your generation, we've seen less and less, you know, going out and doing what kids used to do. You know, they're going out and they're playing basketball, and, you know, after school.
Yeah.
Or they're doing, you know, just in the neighborhood. So what do you guys want in terms of that? What do you want us to do and bring to the table that can help promote more, you know, physical fitness?
Definitely. Well, I think right now there's already a lot of alternatives already being in place. So there's a lot more home workouts happening, home DVDs. There are a lot more applications on your iPhone that track your running, like Fitbit, Nike Plus. There's a lot of different activities that integrate technology with fitness so that millennials like myself, like every other 19-year-old or in that age group, can use technology to get fit, track their fitness, and get healthier. So I think we're already doing a decent job at connecting with the millennials. And like you said, we do need to work at that and find more innovative solutions to this.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Tam. That's Tam Pham. He is an intern for Business on the Edge and works with me on AM 1220 KDOW Radio to make sure that we're bringing you exciting shows. Tam, I'm going to get you back to your not-so-healthy lunch. Thank you for letting us, you know, giving us a little, you know, view of what's going on outside the Unitech College walls and getting into that Zumba class. And we will connect with you again. But thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Margaret.
So we are off the cuff live at Unitech College Health and Wellness Fair. It is ridiculously fantastic out here. It's wonderful weather. We've got Zumba class going. We've got martial arts demonstrations. We've got 50-plus vendors out here, and it's all about your health and wellness outside of the foodie trucks that are bringing the burgers, the tacos, the burritos, the food that maybe is not so healthy. But, you know, not so healthy food, eating it in moderation, you know, they're telling us that it's okay. We can't veg out on unhealthy food and expect to have a healthy lifestyle. Again, this is Margaret Jackson, radio show host for AM 1220 KDOW Radio, and we are off the cuff live on Blog Talk Radio and at the Unitech College Health and Wellness Fair. So if you are in the Bay Area, if you're nearby, come on, drop by, say hello. We'll be out of here shortly, but come and give just some of the information. Get a screening. You know, I'm watching someone now that they've just put like these little patches on someone's back, you know, for them to experience some of that, you know, that stress you get in your lower back and maybe some massage therapy here. And they are doing massage therapy here today. It is absolutely fantastic. I love just being live and being off the cuff and share with you what's going on in our part of the world. We are in Silicon Valley, the ECU, the capital of technology. We love it. We actually talked to the mayor of Fremont this afternoon, so it was exciting to talk to him. He is doing an awesome job. The vice mayor was here as well. Assembly members, council members, I'm telling you, this is no little fair. This is a very big fair. I'd love to see, like, maybe Stanford and Johns Hopkins. I'm sure that these major universities that have healthcare programs have something going on in their campuses. So if you are in those neck of the woods and they're doing something, get out. Get your kids out. Get physically fit. They have a rock climbing wall somewhere around here. We've got Tobango out here. So in your neck of the woods, if you are not in the state of California, if you're not near us, even if you are in the state, connect with your local organizations, your schools, your colleges, your local public figures and civic leaders, your churches. Oftentimes these organizations are doing health and wellness fairs, and so or they have something going on throughout the year, at least once a year. Connect and see whether or not, and if it's not affordable, because, you know, of course we have the Affordable Care Act, but still maybe you have not been able to get the care that you need. At least you can go out and get screened in these types of events. So the health and wellness event, this is a well-attended event, you know, and I would imagine many of the events are attended, well-attended events, because we do care about your health and wellness. If you want to connect with me outside of Unitech College and there's all the Blog Talk Radio shows, connect with me at AM1220KDOW. That's www.kdow.biz. Or you can connect to my website. I am a business coach for small businesses. Small businesses, you are our niche. You are the ones that we want to help you stay in business for the long haul. Those startup loans, those 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, we are here to support your foundation, you being able to stay in business longer and getting to that 10-year mark. We'd like to say getting to that 10-year mark, the longer you're in business. Statistically, we're expecting you to be in business for the long haul, but sometimes you just need that little help. You need that push. You need smart programs. We have smart small business KPI programs, smart goals that you work with our business coaches and our business analysts to help keep you in business. We track, we measure, we do quantitative, qualitative analysis that shows you your progress in your business. And so we look forward to connecting with you. You can connect with us at www.businessontheedge.biz. Also, we have just started putting on our website webinars. Some of them are free. Some of them are low cost. And like I said, some of them are no cost. And we have webinars, videos that we're posting on the website. So you can go out and just get information that can help support what you're doing. Like, we have a time management by Cairo. Time is running out. She does a fantastic time management webinar. And if you go out and take that webinar, there's a code out there, KDOW. You get a discount to take that webinar. And it's about 45 minutes or so. But it is fantastic with regards to handling your time better. And as business people and as professionals, you need to make sure that you're making smart choices with regards to your time. Time you cannot get back. Once you spend it, it is gone. So connect with us on that. I would absolutely love for you to connect with Jackie Welch, Certified Life Coach, who does the Cairo time management webinar course with Vanderstein. We'll have her videos up with regards to debt, with regards to finances, with regards to financing your business. We're going to have, watch for those posts, and those are videos, so we'll get those up. And those, as I understand it right now, that they are all free. So you can find out how to get up to $50,000 to help your business go where it needs to go if you're an LLC and C corporation. You're moving in that direction. We'll have training classes from certified and global life coach Ida Hardy from IHIC. So you'll be able to connect with her resources if you're struggling, if you're a power business professional that sometimes you're just overloaded. You can connect with her, and she will help support what you need in terms of getting that balance back into your life. So we have so many resources, and we have men and women trainers and coaches that can help you stay on the track that you need. And we want you to go to that next level. You know, E-Wise Entrepreneur of the Year, you have to be a $5 million business to be able to be nominated for this award. And small businesses that don't have the resources and you're bypassed because, you know, you started with just the resources in your pocket, and you're trying to figure out how to monetize your business. What is the business model? What is the business plan? We'll help you get your business plan done in 60 to 90 days and work with you doing that. We don't write it for you, but we help you write it, and we help break the fear out of it. We break everything down for you. We give you instructions. We give you tasks, and we work with you so you can stay on task getting that together. So connect with us at www.businessontheedge.biz. Like I said, we are off the cuff. We have like 4 minutes before I'm out of here. 4 minutes before I'm out of here. Unitech College has done it again. They have second annual health and wellness community, Fremont Community Health and Wellness, presented by Unitech College and the Fremont Chamber of Commerce. This is an awesome, awesome event co-sponsored by the Fremont Chamber of Commerce. It just doesn't get any better. If you get a chance to swing by before we're out of here, this is actually over at 2 o'clock, so there's not much time left. So if you want to come by, say hello, grab some of the information, get a quick screening, come on by Unitech College in Fremont, California. That's 4670 Audemars Parkway, Fremont, California. That's 4670 Audemars Parkway, Fremont, California. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back and wrap it up.
Business coach Margaret Jackson and host of KBOW 22.0's Business on the Edge is passionate when it comes to helping entrepreneurs fulfill their life's dream of business ownership. Sometimes all it takes is someone to stand behind you to cheer you on. Margaret Jackson wants you to know you can do it. She'll be your greatest cheerleader. As a business coach, Margaret Jackson provides all the tools and resources you need to move your business forward. Turn your dream into a reality. Give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. Margaret Jackson, a true business coach, equipped with everything you need to start a new business, from writing a successful business plan, marketing and advertising strategies, to helping grow an existing business and take it to the next level. If you want to reach your goals, give Margaret Jackson a call at 408-357-0951. That's 408-357-0951. Or online at businessontheedge.biz.
We are back. We have 2.5 minutes before we're out of here. We are off the cuff for 60 minutes. We were off the cuff. If you didn't get a chance, call in right now. Get your questions in. Get your off the cuff talk in at 347-884-9043. That's 347-884-9043. If you want to catch me on air at AM 1220 KDOW, you can listen live from anywhere in the world at www.kdow.biz. I am on every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and then a rebroadcast on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. But connect with us. Get connected to Unitech College or your health care providers in your area to get your screening. Think about your health. Make sure that you're living long and living strong. You have destiny on your life. We want to see you impact your areas, your communities, your homes, your neighborhood, your country, whatever the case may be, in terms of where you want to have your health to be able to do it. And so I've got 60 seconds before I'm out of here. Connect with us at www.businessontheedge.biz. We've got resources. We've got small business programs. We've got training classes. If you're trying to get that business plan done in 60 to 90 days, connect with us. We'll put you on a program. And if you want a right foundation for your business to stay in business for the long haul, connect with us at businessontheedge.biz. I have a minute. a minute. We want to thank you to Tech College for putting on such a spectacular event. Joellen Sutterfield, kudos to you, Director of Partnership Development at Unity Tech College. You did an awesome job again. Congratulations on that. We thank the Mayor Fremont for coming out, the police department for coming out, the media for coming out, and all of the 50-plus vendors that came out today. We thank you. We appreciate your support of this event. And, of course, KDOW, we've supported, so we're out, and so we thank those powers that be at KDOW Radio for allowing us to participate in such a wonderful event. And then connect with us at www.kdow.biz or www.businessandedge.biz. Getting those resources for your small business. Women in Business, hey, join our Women in Business Club. Get in. Monthly, annual, lots of resources for you, lots of folks to connect with. We've got New York Life. We have Ida Hardy Inspirational Coach. We have Jackie Welch, Life Coach. We have it all. We have HR. We have men. We have networking functions. We have everything that can benefit you, and we're out of here.